Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit /Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Thank you.
at the end of the song. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining. It's no overcloud, and the weather is beautiful. It's about 75 degrees today, and I'm really surprised because I thought it was going to get cold before the winter left. But obviously, today is the first day of spring, and the weather is beautiful. So I think we're going to go into an 8-month stretch of hot weather. Yes, we're going to have 8 months of hot weather in Las Vegas because we're in the desert. And we're going to have hot weather, as it looks like the cold weather has taken a hiatus. But I have the word from the National Weather Board that says that next week, next week, we're going to have possible rain showers, expecting a storm to come into California and then pass over into Nevada sometime next week. So they're saying that this good weather is only going to last about 1 week, and then we're going to have a little bit of rain. Not much, just a little bit of rain. So we can look forward to having to put on our raincoats and put on our rain gear for a couple of days next week. So we're going to be prepared for the rainy weather for a couple of days more, and that'll be 2 or 3 days next week. So until then, we're going to have sunshine. We're going to have glorious summer weather because it's springtime now, and that means that Las Vegas is getting ready to heat up for a long-term summer, spring, and fall season, which we will have very beautiful weather. And I love being in Las Vegas because it's the entertainment capital of the world. So I'll be going back to work soon, so you can get the information about the concerts that I'm putting on when I get ready to start throwing down. Yes, I will have concerts, jazz concerts, R&B concerts, and country western concerts. Yes, I plan to have all three of those concerts. And we may even do a little rock and roll. I just got to see if I got to get a rock and roll band together to play for the concert. But in the meantime, and between time, DJ Papa D, let's talk about some news. I got government news I want to talk about. Well, citizens of the United States of America, we are in a situation where the government has decided that Donald Trump cannot have the money to build his wall. They have rejected his petition to take the money from the other departments of the government and pay for his wall. Well, government or no government, President Trump is going to fight the situation. He's planning to voice to veto the message from the House of Representatives and the Congress. He's going to veto their right to deny him access to the government departments that he wants to take the money from to put it toward building the wall. Now, the Border Patrol is really upset because they wanted to get the money to go down and hire some more Border Patrol personnel, and they wanted to build a couple of little, oh, I won't say walls, build a couple of barriers to help keep the people out of America that are trying to get in America from Mexico. So they've decided that they wanted to take the money and hire more Border Patrol and put up a few little obstacles to help stop the flow of traffic. Now, the House of Representatives and the Senate don't believe that that's going to be, it's going to be good for the government. They don't think that, you know, building a wall is going to stop any of the trespassers coming in from other countries, coming into the United States through the southern border across Mexico. So that's the situation we're in now. Donald Trump is planning to veto the plans of the House of Representatives and the Senate. So we'll see if he can actually win his veto, because he is the president, so he has veto power. So we'll see if he's going to get the money and if they're going to hire some more Border Patrol and put up a couple of barriers on the southern border. So we'll see what happens. Let's pay attention to that, y'all, and listen to the news and see what's going on. Okay. That's all I got to say about the news report. Let's see. Do we have any entertainment news to talk about? Well, locally in Las Vegas, we have George Wallace is a comedian here, and he's going to do a couple of days a house residency in Las Vegas. He's in South Point, which is a casino on the south end of town, and he's doing his residency at South Point, so he'll be there telling jokes and being funny for about a month or so. And then we have our usual entertainers. We have Cher, we have Celine Dion, we have J-Lo. She's putting on some stuff here. And then we have Cher, and we have some other people. So that's what we got going on in Las Vegas right now. It's fun and games, and it's almost hot weather, so it's time for us to enjoy the time. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a song, and then drop a commercial spot, and drop a comedy by, and let's have some fun today. And then we'll be back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. Last night, they had the Thunder and Lightning show all over in Las Vegas. It was amazing. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed when the lightning took place. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? Because otherwise, we don't like the rain. We don't want to walk around in the rain. We want the sunshine. We want to groove in the sunlight, in the heat in Las Vegas. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. And they went and walked outside in the rain, and I'm like, oh, you girls are stupid. You guys are just stupid. Just stupid. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? Otherwise, we want to be in the sunshine. We want to be walking up and down the street enjoying the light, enjoying the heat. That's what we come to Vegas for. We want to enjoy the show, and we want to enjoy the girls on the strip. So what are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. Pass me.
I'm
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, how are you feeling today? Are you in the mood for a good story? Well, I don't have one for you. But I'm going to think about it for a minute and see if I can come up with something really interesting for you today. But in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play a couple of songs and play some comedy drops and give me a chance to think about a story that I can tell the audience today, since I'm out of the wound care doctor early and on time. So now I just have to think about what I could actually talk about. So Papa D, play a couple of songs, and then we'll be back for some more of the show. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, in my vacant apartments that I moved into, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And, you know, she got to the point where she was slowing down on smoking the crack. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. Because now I'm getting ready to get my own apartment and I got to pay bills. So I started concentrating on paying bills instead of smoking crack. And she was with me. She understood the situation. And so we lived together, and it was good. She cleaned the house. She washed my clothes. She cooked my food. It was good. We had sex at night. It was a good relationship. But I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her, and she was tripping. She was going through withdrawal, and she ended up moving out of my house. I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back, and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. And I was like, wow. I can't believe that.
This is how we do it. Gang bang, and forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go. I'm a bitchy. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands. He stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's a DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
Las Vegas, trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long. and we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Are you interested in hearing a good story? I was living in Long Beach, California, and I had an apartment that was right up over the beach. I could go out my back door, and I could stand on the balcony, and I could look down on the Strand, which is the sidewalk that goes along the beach, and everybody was out there skating, and it was summertime, so the girls all had bikinis on, and they were skating in their G-strings, and they were looking really good, and I was scanning. I had a video camera that had a zoom lens on the camera, and I was looking at all of these girls skating on the Strand and looking at these girls walking in couples on the Strand. And I was checking them out, and I looked down on the beach, and I was looking at all these ladies that were laying out on the beach. They were laying on their blankets, but they were laying face down on the blanket. And I found this one particular girl, and she had long black hair, but she was laying on her stomach. And I thought she looked really good. And she had a United States flag as a bathing suit. But it was a bikini. It was a two-piece. And she looked really good. But she had long hair, and she was really light-skinned. So I don't think she was a black girl. I think she was a foreigner. I don't know which foreign country she was from. So I decided I was going to go down and check her out. So I walked down on the beach, and I walked up to her, and she had her bikini top untied, and she was just laying there getting the sun rays on her back. And I walked by her once, and I was looking at her, and I could see she wasn't an American, but she had an American flag on her back. And I saw she had her trunks on, but she had stripes, red, white, and blue stripes on her pants, on her shorts. And I was thinking, wow, I wonder what kind of outfit she has on the bikini top. I think she has stars and stripes on her bikini top. So I walked around her in a circle, and I walked closer in a circle, and I got close enough to where I kicked some dirt in her face while she was laying on the blanket. And she sat up, and she shook the dirt off of her face and cleaned her face, but she forgot she didn't have her top on. She sat up, and her big breast just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wait, look at those big, pretty titties. Oh, wait. I said, oh, she's beautiful. And I could look at her, and I could tell she was Japanese. She had slanted eyes, and she was so pretty. And she just sat there, and she said, you kicked sand in my face. And I said, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to see what you look like. So I was walking in circles around you, but I didn't mean to kick any dirt in your face. I'm sorry. But you have beautiful breasts. And she realized then that she didn't have her bikini top tied up. Her breasts, her bikini top was laying on the blanket. And she was sitting up talking to me. And I was just just observing the beautiful sight, because her breasts were so firm. And they were big. They were just sitting out there talking to me, saying, hello, G, look at me. Aren't we looking swell together? And I was like, yeah, woo, you're looking good to me. And they were about a size 38 or a 40. She was a full-breasted woman. And I was like, standing there talking to her while she had her top down. And she realized that she had her top down, so she bent down and pulled her top up and tied it up. And I told her, I said, what's your name? And she said her name was, I don't even remember her name now. She said she was in America from Japan, and she was here on a medical convention, and she was supposed to be listening to some doctors talk about her field of study. She was a high blood pressure nurse or doctor or something like that. She was in the medical field, and she was taking a lecture on high blood pressure. And I thought to myself, wow, I thought only black people had high blood pressure. But if she's a nurse dealing with high blood pressure, that means she's going to be around a lot of black people. So she must be pretty comfortable being around us. So I was standing there talking to her, and I said, hey, I live up the street. Would you like to come to my house? And she looked at me, and she smiled, and she said, yeah, I'll go to your house. And I was like, really? Okay. And she folded her blanket up, and got her baby oil and her sunscreen, and she rolled it up in her blanket, and we walked to my house. And my house wasn't very far from the beach, so I was right on the strand. So we just crossed the strand and went up the steps to my house. And we got to my house, and I asked her if she was thirsty. And I said, well, I can fix you a drink. I can give you some punch or some orange juice. And then we were talking, and she was telling me that she had a sister that was there too. And her sister was in a dentist. Her sister was a dentist. And she was at a dental convention. So they have come over from Japan to take part in these medical conventions that were going on in Long Beach. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, it's almost 4 o'clock. They're going to have a football game on today. Are you into football? And she said, yes, I like American football. And I said, okay. Well, they have a bar up the ramp, and we can go to watch the football game. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. So I will tell you some more of the story in a minute. Okay, DJ Papa D, play a song, drop a spot, and we'll be back for more of my story in a minute.
I just
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. And that's in Gardena, California. So go on the internet and pull up Sarah High School, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser. So donate to the golf tournament. Donate some money to their fundraiser, because they can really appreciate it. I went to Sarah. My brother, Big Nasty, went to Sarah. And we're in favor of Sarah doing all they can do to help the students at the school be able to stay in school. The fundraiser is in the month of April. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School and look up the fundraiser that they have scheduled for the month of April so that you can participate, at least donate some money to the fundraiser. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So it's going to be a lot of guys in blue and white walking around in Las Vegas, and those are all my brothers. So you'll see, it'll be a lot of them here. Oh, we got about 150,000 of us around the world, and most of them are coming to Vegas in July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on with them. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless and for some other activities going on in Las Vegas. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I had started to tell you a story about when I was in Long Beach and I ran into this Japanese girl that was laying on the beach with her top untied. And she sat up to talk to me, and she forgot her top was laying on the pillow, on the blanket, on the sand on the beach. And she was talking to me, and her breasts were so perky. They were sitting up like they were supposed to be sitting there talking to me. And she was, oh, she was about 38 or 40 D. She had beautiful breasts. But I'm going to tell you the rest of that story on Thursday, because it seems like I'm out of time today. So I want to thank DJ Papa D for him playing the music and dropping the commercial spots for your entertainment pleasure. And I want to let you know that G Money, the Pimp Comic, has his comedy album available. And you can check it out on storytimewithgmoney.com and check it out on the internet. Man, you can listen to all of the stories and the jokes that I tell, and everything will be on the internet. And I want to thank Big Nasty for his support on helping us produce the show. So, again, I'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock for our radio show, and I look forward to everybody joining me on my radio show. So this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to say thank you for listening to my show, and I'll talk to you later, like Thursday. Bye-bye. I'm out of here.